Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
I am all in.
More, more, more. I wanna kiss you more. More, more, more. I wanna kiss you more.
I am all in with Scott Patterson, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey everybody. Hi. Welcome to season 2, episode 14. It should have been Lorelei. Right. Oof. Oh man. Oof. First of all, let me say hello. It's Scott Patterson. This is I am all in podcast, iHeartRadio, 111 Productions. We have Danielle Romo joining us. Hello, Danielle. We have Riley Palousis coming off a huge, huge debut. The after party after the premiere was crazy. We'll get into that. I mean, people were hanging off the rafters. I mean, it was unbelievable. Amy Sugarman has joined us. Hello, Amy.
Riley got renewed for a second.
She got renewed for a second episode because the first pop culture minisode was, was a huge success. Huge success.
I told her 40 of the 50 commenters liked her, so she gets to try again.
That's 80%. That's, you know what? That's pretty darn good. That's pretty darn good. So congratulations, Riley.
Thank you.
Hey, we're riding shotgun with you through the peaks and valleys of success.
Yeah,
we got your back, kiddo.
The valleys will come.
They're not going to feel like valleys. They actually feel like, you know, the best times you're ever going to have because we're all trying to make everybody feel better.
I did a lunge at the gym and somebody's like, was that you silly walking?
Really? You're getting recognized already?
Yeah.
Nice. A lunge at the gym.
You silly walking.
Now it's Danielle's turn. But do you prefer to be the power behind the throne, the hand?
I love being behind the throne.
You like being that power, right? I know.
I like being behind the scenes. I let Riley do the silly walking, you know?
Yeah, no, I know. I know. You know what you're doing. You're just, you know, we're puppets on a string and you're over there. Anyway, What an episode. Good Lord. You know what I loved? First of all, I think this was the best episode, best written episode, best act. I think this was number one for me. This replaces the dinner party. Wow. So far, this had me so deeply engaged every single second. Mm-hmm. I did not waver. I did not waver. And now I know why. I just figured it out.
Tell.
Because it was an adult themed show and the kids stuff doesn't interest me that much. And I love working. I love all these guys. I love Jared and Matt and Milo. I love working with them. But I tell you, that stuff, and it's a CW dictate, right? Look, it's a younger skewing audience. We've got to ramp up the Rory stuff. We've got to give her some pretty guys, get her in a love triangle. And that's not my demo, so I'm not as engaged when that comes on.
Guess what the median age is for a CW viewer?
Yeah, what is it?
40.
40 or 14?
40.
Really?
Everyone thinks, 35, 40. Everyone thinks CW viewers are so much younger, but they're actually like a 35-year-old woman.
Huh. Well, then,
then
the kids' stuff still works for them, right?
I suppose it'd be interesting to sort of ask around if people like the Lorelai stuff or if they really like the Rory stuff. For me, it's all. I need it all.
I personally could do without it. I still like it and I still love working with those guys. And I think they add a lot to the show. But me personally as an audience, don't need it.
What did you think of Paris? Because we'll get into the meat, but I just need to know off the top. What did you think of Paris?
I think Paris is a very well-established character. And I think whatever I was turned off by actually sort of clicked in for this episode because I knew what to expect and I found myself kind of rooting for her. You know, I wanted her to win. And I thought that boy that was melting down from Hillsdale School that was at Chilton and transferred, I thought,
Brad,
you know, he deserves to be crushed, for God's sake. I mean, if he's going to pale like that at a high school debate, I mean, buck up, dude. Come on.
I always ultimately feel sorry for Paris. Like, just when you're like, she's so irritating and nuts, then you see, like, she really just wanted to hang out with Rory after. She just wants a friend.
Yeah, she's not gonna have any friends.
Like, she doesn't have family there, and Rory has everybody there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So ultimately I always kind of feel bad for her, but she is irritating. Like, she is a hint irritating.
But I didn't find her irritating in this episode. I found her with a real purpose. And I relate to people that want to win and want to win badly. Because that's how I used to be.
You've come around.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think I have come around a little bit to Paris because, God, I think maybe I was reacting so strongly in a negative way because I just related to her too much.
That's funny.
You know, I decided to go. I decided to put myself on the couch and and, you know, have a clubhouse meeting with myself and really think about it, you know, like, why am I having this adverse reaction to Paris? And I realized it's because I'm a lot like her. I used to be a lot like that.
She's much more complicated than just being nuts.
Yeah. And it's not fair of me to apply those labels to her. But the behavior is screaming out for some assistance, for sure.
Yes.
But I do have a little more empathy for her now because I was her. So there you go.
I like it.
I mean, I used to really push people and really want to win. And it was just all about winning. And that does come. And maybe we'll talk to the psychologist about this. But that does come from a deficit on the family side.
Yeah, we should do another therapy session like we did before. You've healed a lot, so you don't have as much growing to do. But I think she could still help everybody sort of come to understand Paris.
Yeah, I think one of the very positive things about her is she does what it takes to win, leaves no stone unturned. I do think perfectionism like that is really just, anxiety run amok. And to be around that can be really annoying. But if you're in a debate, you do want to win. You do want to talk fast. You do want to crush the opposition. You don't want to give them a chance to get up off the mat. And that's how you win a debate.
So here's a little segue for you. Mm-hmm. Because as I'm thinking about Paris, like Paris is a little bit about Paris. Mm-hmm. You know, she's always sort of fighting for herself. Got to win, like you said. To me, what was not shocking, because we've known it, was the true flaw we saw in Lorelai at the end of this episode.
Man, that was just a knockout punch, wasn't it?
Yeah, my because God. I know we'll go out of order, so we need to get to it, but mm-hmm. I had to agree with Christopher.
It was heartbreaking for me because now I see, and I'm not watching this as Luke anymore. I'm watching this as a fan now, okay? And not that Luke wasn't a fan of the show. Luke wasn't aware of the show. He's in the show. He's not aware of the show.
So meta.
We'd like to ask you a question as Luke. Did you go home and watch it? Well, I was in the show. I wasn't aware of the show. It's a different.
There's no episode.
It's
to not. Watch.
It's a different reality. It's like I'm a hologram. What? Who, me? I was a little taken aback by that. I thought it had a real, real dramatic impact. I mean, it was unexpected. And mm-hmm. I mean, he was kind of right in that he was also wrong.
She was also full of bleep. She is full of crap. She's trying to convince herself.
But she was still in a mode where she was in pain from the drubbing she took from her mother. And I think she was reaching out to Christopher for an answer to somebody, please comfort me somehow. And this is how I'm going to try to do it. And I think her intentions were pure and I think they were good.
Yes, I agree.
But yes. The blind spot she had was that dysfunction with her mother. And it made her say that. It put her in a position to say that and not consider his feelings.
She had to figure out some way, like, how do I make peace with this? How do I not make my mother be right? Mm-hmm. Even though I know she's right. Right. It's like, okay, I'm going to try and twist this and say, well, she was right, but now she's not right because I'm moving on. And it's mm-hmm. like, dude, you love him.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I think not.
I think she wanted Christopher to say, yeah, you're right. I had to go through that same feeling. But now that I'm with Sherry, I'm finally over you. Like she wanted him to comfort her during that time.
That's
and relate.
What she was seeking. And he did not do that. That was, I was heartbroken for her. I really was because
I was heartbroken for him
as an audience. You know, as an audience, I'm looking at this like, wow, these two are good together. They're kind of right. And it's a searing pain for a child to see their parents apart. They do want their parents together, no matter what Rory said or how she tried to play it off. You know, she was a little bit in denial. She does want her parents together. Of course she does. It is a big deal to her, but she's not going to. You know, she's not like Lorelai in that sense where she's going to, you know, she's wearing her heart on her sleeve necessarily. It was just so sad to see it end like that in another bitter fight.
Well, and Christopher's right, although maybe he could have reacted to it differently. I'm not saying him just like blowing up was the best thing to do. But he always loved Lorelai. He wanted to be with Lorelai from the start. She was the one that said no. You know, he would have stayed and raised a baby with her and then, you know, beholden to the parents, whatever. But she knew he didn't have it in him. But she always loved him. He always loved her. And in a sense, he wasn't wrong to interpret what she was saying as blaming him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I get why he was like, screw you.
But he has sounded needy in past episodes when he has called, and it always sounds like for him the door is open to maybe giving it another shot. He's not saying that, and maybe he is, and I've missed it, but forgot about it already. My short-term memory, but you know, he always sounds like he's kind of her guy and still wants to be her guy. And I'm open to it. And
did it not that long ago.
Right.
And that's hooked up and did it.
Yes. And that's what's so shocking about that final scene. It's the last thing I expected to happen. I thought he would show a little more compassion.
I agree with you.
But I think he saw it as maybe a little bit of manipulation on her part, an attack on him to try to mess up his relationship with Machen Amon. Mm-hmm. Right?
Well, he said it himself. So she has brought guys around. She was even engaged.
Nailed
her on
that.
And then he brings the first girl around. Yes. And she's going to act like this. Right. He's kind of like, what the hell, dude? Right. Not when I'm happy.
Right. And he made that point to her when he picked her up and they were getting into the car. Said, well, you were engaged to Max Medina. You didn't tell me. I wasn't a part of that equation. I wasn't a part. And she said, well, you eventually would have been. It's like, what? Screw you. I mean, I think that's what pissed him off.
That's why I'm calling bullshit.
Yeah.
Because she is not that. It, what she said at the diner, even though I think she is trying to convince herself, I don't think it was true. I think what she wanted to say was like, how am I going to be with this chick?
Yes.
Right or wrong, I don't.
I agree. And so it was wrong on multiple levels.
Yeah. And it's like, I get it, what she was sort of trying. And I think she's trying to convince herself, okay, now that he's with this person, I can move on. But she should have just said it to her bathroom mirror, not him.
I think she is so much stronger than Christopher. And I think she has matured at a faster rate than Christopher. And was waiting for Christopher for years to get it together. He never got it together. He always tried something, right? This is what I do remember about the show. What I do remember about his character is that he was, you know, he'd try something for 6 months and then leave. He'd go to California, it's a great opportunity, then he'd be back, you know, so on and so forth. So this was his pattern. How can she have a life with somebody like that, right? How can she depend on that kind of a guy? She can't. He's bouncing all over the country. He's got this idea. Right. Now he's got 6 months later, he's got another idea. And it's like, right, at a certain point, you just throw up your hands. But
at the same time, to me, the only person that she has chemistry with, like she has with you, Luke, is Christopher.
There's nobody. There's nobody. There can be only one. There can be only one.
But if you were just looking from the outside, the only one that has a close second to Luke is Christopher.
No.
I see it in their banter. No. I see it in their chemistry.
It's Luke's up here. Okay. And then Christopher's way.
Okay, but then show me where Max is. Lower than Christopher, right?
Gosh, you know what? I don't know.
I agree with you, Amy.
Thank you.
No.
He knew about Leonard. Like, he knows her little, you know, he knows those things.
Correct.
Right, but I think that's just because he's from the same social class. I mean, he gets it. And how could you not hear her from the kitchen, by the way?
That he knows her. That's the thing. We can debate it, but
I know.
Other one that really knows her. And I'm not saying she's meant to be with him. I'm just saying he's the only one that has a shot at it other than Luke.
You know, Luke did seem like an outsider in this situation, didn't he? He really did. I mean, especially Emily doesn't want Luke around. Lorelai doesn't seem to want Luke around. You know what I mean?
No,
it's like he's just the guy that brings us the coffee. You know, he really felt neutralized and even minimized in this episode, I thought, a little bit.
Well, but remember, it was only last week. So in Gilmore time, that could have been just a few days ago, that you two are having the moment with the tisket a tasket basket. Yeah. So like, that's what I always love too, is like, we didn't even see Jess this week too. And we just had that huge Jess episode. So they just never pound us over the head with things. That's why we are so hooked.
Boy, it's, you know, it's a very complex, very layered situation, walking into any kind of a situation with Lorelai, with her history and what she's been through. I mean, if you want to get involved with her romantically, wow. I mean, you're going to have to deal with a lot of baggage. And
should we?
What?
Talk about Sherry. Like, should we take a break and talk about Sherry?
You want to talk about Sherry a little bit?
I want to know what you all think of Sherry.
All right, we're going to take a little pause here. And when we come back, we'll talk about Sherry, the lovely and talented Machen Amick. All right, we'll be back after these words. Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Okay, everybody, we're back. We're going to talk about Sherry, played by Machen Amick, who I think was considered to play Lorelai Gilmore originally.
Wow.
Yes. I think that is true. Yeah. And she wasn't available, and they kept looking. Wow. But yeah, she's something, isn't she, on screen? Mm-hmm. Wow. What a face. What a talent. Just a wow factor there.
Right. I mean, she still just works so much.
Oh, does she? Yeah, she's great. And completely different type of personality from Lorelai. And you know what? If you compare the two, and I think this is one of the things that I think Lorelai was really afraid at the end of this episode that, gosh darn it, maybe there's something wrong with me.
Mm.
Maybe I'm just not good enough for him. Maybe I never was. Do you think she is experiencing some self-doubt on that level? Because now that she's seen Sherry, and Sherry is a completely different animal from her, thinks different.
Yeah,
Sherry is like one of the most considerate people And I'm not saying she's as multifaceted or entertaining as Lorelai.
She's very successful. She's obviously very
successful. Right. She's kind of corporate. She's very successful. She says the right thing. She dresses in the right way. She's perfect. It's like she's this perfect person.
Would you say it's the first person that Lorelai has been sort of jealous of?
Yeah. She was jealous of her right away. And I mean, that is a fully formed, mature adult woman who's responsible, who wants children, who wants a good man. And I don't know if Christopher's going to make it. I mean, will his weaknesses surface eventually? That'll be interesting to see. But that is, I mean, that character, her character, Sherry, is a substantial person. I mean, that is a well-bred, well-educated, professional, considerate, courteous. I mean, she was letter perfect on everything, even to the point where she was disarmingly honest about, isn't this awkward? And, you know, I just want you to know there's no pressure on you to be friends with me. I mean, it was just like,
did you all think of that scene?
I thought it was an adult taking the reins and trying to make things easy for Lorelai. Let's acknowledge that it's an awkward situation and let's talk about it. But she was so direct with it. And I think she's so used to coming from the salesy world where she's great at it. If she's the East Coast rep for L'Oreal, for God's sake, she's a heck of a salesperson, right?
Yeah.
I mean, she knows how to charm the pants off of anybody. I mean, for God's sake. I mean, they only hire the most talented people. And there are people out there like that who can, you know, they can sell ice to an Eskimo.
What did you guys think of that scene in the kitchen? It's hard for me because I feel like I know too much.
You know what I thought? I thought Lorelai got into the ring with somebody who had more punching power. She got into the ring with an adult. I mean, a real adult. And it's like she was outmatched.
Yeah, you guys say, and then I'll say, because I don't know if other things are clouding my opinion. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I appreciated where Sherry was going, like trying to be quote unquote cool. But I thought she tried going too much. Like she just kept repeating herself and repeating herself. We don't need to be friends. I just want to be cool with Rory. You know, it's just like, it was too much. I don't know. One time was to say that was great. And then she just lost me after the fifth time saying it.
You can only imagine what Christopher said behind Lorelai's back to Sherry about her personality. And it's like, you know, you're walking into a bunch of landmines. Be careful. She's a little off center. She may be crazy. She'll say anything at any time. She's extremely smart, very complex person, you know? So it's like this disconnect where Lorelai thinks that she's got some kind of relationship or even chance with Christopher. And he's like, man, I finally found somebody that isn't nuts. You know,
I think Sherry seemed nuts.
Yeah.
And what I don't know is if it's because of something I know, and everyone listening is probably with me on this. So, but you guys aren't, she seemed nuts.
Yeah, I'm with you. And it's my first time watching it. One thing I did want to say back to what you were saying, Scott, about how you felt that Lorelai was a little jealous. I don't think she was a little jealous, but I think she had this realization that Christopher's going somewhere. Like he is going places. He has this superstar girlfriend. Like things are panning out for him. And I think she kind of had this realization that where am I going? What am I adding to my life? Like what's going on? And she's not where he is.
Hence,
and he's kind of
she's
breaking
jealous.
Through.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I guess jealous of the situation, but not so much jealous of Sherry.
Oh, sure. She was. Are you kidding?
You think so?
Oh, God. She looked great. I mean, she looked letter perfect. Perfect. She looked like she just looked like a really classy woman.
I agree with you.
And beautiful. Absolutely gorgeous.
She seemed a little nuts.
What do you mean? Wait a minute. Come on. Nuts. What are you talking about? What, pushy? She was too pushy?
Yes.
She was being a little aggressive, and so therefore she's nuts? I don't know.
It's not aggressive, because it's like you're right, aggressive, but she's not like aggressive about it. It's like, She's a little too ass kissy to Rory. She's a little too hashtag trying too hard, which I get, because if you're in that position, that is a super difficult position to navigate.
But if if Christopher prepped her about what she was really walking into, and of course she's going to be disarmingly charming and actually aggressive about it, just to diffuse any potential situation that could arise. Because, you know, the wild card is, what is Lorelai, how's Lorelai going to react? What's she going to say? I mean, there was a moment there on a couch when Lorelai had a couple of quippy, very funny things. And Sherry just looked at her and said, excuse me?
She doesn't quite get it. She doesn't get, you know, look, Rory summed her up really well at breakfast. Like, she drives the speed limit and uses her blinker. Mm-hmm. I'll say it like this, because I don't want to ruin too much.
She's not an artist, in other words.
She's not fun like Lorelai is, but right. She's very mom-like.
Right.
I think that also makes Lorelai think, well, if this is Christopher's type, am I not Christopher's type? Because I'm completely different than Sherry.
Right. Exactly. It puts her it puts her in a very precarious position, psychologically speaking, because she just never imagined that she wasn't even being considered all those years. You know what I'm saying? And why was Christopher sleeping with me? And why was he, you know, Lorelai's just confused. I think it was just all out of confusion. And then he drops the hammer on her like that. Man, what a moment to have. For I felt really bad for her. You know?
I'm not sure Sherry is Christopher's type. I think Christopher thinks he needs to have a girl like Sherry.
I think Sherry's a lot like Emily, which is kind of weird.
Yeah, that's not a crazy.
She's more like Emily than she is Lorelai. And look, Lorelai is, you know, she has the personality of an artist and, you know, a free spirit, a rebel, a maverick, a loner, you know, but she's so artistic in everything. You know, her life is like this work of art that's in progress, and she's adding colors and she's being entertaining and vibrant.
Yeah.
She really is a live wire. She's very, very compelling. And I don't think she's crazy. I just think that she just found herself wanting more as a kid. And it wasn't that life. And I just think she could write a novel, or she could paint, or she could write poetry. Okay. She's got such poetry inside her. She's got artistic expression and subtleties inside her. You know, she's so literate, and you know.
Yes. So here's the question.
She's an artist.
This is what I want to know. And you really need to be Scott. Like, you've got to be the ultimate Scott. Although I know it's hard for you to like separate fully from Luke. If you had to date, so you're Scott, you're not Luke. And Danielle and Riley, this question is for you too. You have to date Scott, either Lorelai or Sherry. And Danielle and Riley, you have to be best friends with Lorelai or Sherry. Only one. Who are you picking?
Huh.
I mean, friends, Lorelai.
100%.
Yeah, me too.
Want to have fun.
Yeah, you want to have a lot of laughs. Because you can banter, you know? And it would be, it's just fun to engage that, you know?
As perfect as Sherry is, she's not Lorelai.
And vice versa. You know?
Yeah.
I think after a while, anybody can get on your nerves. It's just like, how long would it take for Sherry to get on your nerves? Being
not
so
too long.
So letter perfect, long. Right? She's not so letter perfect, her approach in life.
She's already on my nerves.
Marked for death.
And I don't know if it's because I am such a fan of Lorelai. Like, I want to be Lorelai. To me, like, I want to be Lorelai. I love everything about Lorelai. I love the way she is with men. I love the way she is with friends. I love everything about her. And yeah, like, I would say Sherry is probably the first character that I don't love.
I was a little surprised that she agreed so quickly to let her skip Friday night dinner and go out with Sherry. I mean, that was a little inappropriate, I thought. I thought it was a little pushy, and it was a little abrupt, and like, well, let's talk about it next time. But there's Sherry, the expert salesperson, just selling her side. And it's such a rare opportunity. We're never down this way, you know? So can you just make it happen for me? You know what I mean? She got the sale.
Guys, this is so complicated for me because I also love Christopher. Look, Luke is my guy. You know that. Like, I have a total crush on Luke. It's embarrassing when I watch it. I'm like, I am able to separate Scott from Luke because I am like hot for Luke. And I know that's creepy, but I am.
No, it's why but is it then, creepy? It's not creepy.
Well, because you're still you. So it's
the
like,
guy who played Luke is fascinating. Of course you're smitten.
But I love Christopher.
Right.
I love everything about Christopher.
Right.
There's one fashion moment that I didn't like, which I'll reveal at the end, but I love Christopher. I love the way he banters. I love that Richard and Emily adore him. I love everything about Christopher. So maybe that's also why I don't like Sherry, because I don't want Sherry with Christopher. I don't. I'm going to say it right now. I don't want her with him at all. And I didn't like it when he had her before we saw her. And I don't want it. Yeah.
But he can't handle Lorelai. He will never be able to handle Lorelai. He can't. He needs Sherry. He needs Sherry. He's the unstable one. He needs a stable adult woman to guide him. He needs a mommy. And that's exactly what he got. That's what he needs. They aren't equals, in my opinion, from what I have seen. Like, personality-wise? I don't know. She's
a no for me.
But she's making him grow up. She's forcing him to grow up. And it doesn't seem natural for us to see Christopher that way. I mean, he's really got it together. He's dressed really sharp. He's looking good. He's saying all the right things. He's being cool, right? That's intentional.
I like Volvo motorcycle Christopher.
Right.
He's not
changing.
That,
she's affecting these changes.
I'm not going to be sad if she goes.
Lorelai needs a guy that's just going to allow her to be her,
not get in her way. Luke. It's obviously Luke, but we have to be patient.
Lorelai is grounded in who she is. She's very comfortable in her own skin. There's not a lot of self-doubt in her life. I mean, she's already sort of gazed at her navel for, 10,000 hours and contemplated, undazed her fate, right? And how she got there. I mean, she's a self-analytical person. She's highly intelligent. Christopher cannot hang with her, and he never could. It doesn't matter
how he can.
But it's so far off. And okay, I'm not saying Luke's a perfect guy. This is not me advocating for Luke. I'm just saying that she needs somebody to let her be herself.
Okay. So let me ask you this. Max or
and there aren't a lot of guys out there like that.
Max or Christopher, forget Luke again. There is no Luke. Who do you think was better or is better for Lorelai, Max or Christopher?
Max. Those are the choices. Yeah, Max.
Oh, I disagree.
Yeah, because Max. No, I don't know.
I loved Max, but no, Christopher is way more for her.
You think Agreed? So? No, I don't know.
So I have a seriously hot topic I want to talk about, but first, how heck of funny was it when they were trying to get a look-see at Sherry?
The tissue.
Melissa was very funny. I thought the way she held her hand out and dropped the tissue was a little obvious, because if Sherry saw it, it would be like, okay, she's checking me out.
McCarthy.
I wanted to rethink that choice.
She was so genius in this episode.
It's the first time I laughed in the episode was when Melissa said that. What the first line she said? Oh, I forget.
Anyway. Oh, you have a very smooth dress. That's my favorite line.
So good. Okay, do you want my hot topic now? Or like, do you want to go to the commercial and then I'll tell it to you?
No, let's go to commercial. All right, we'll be back after these words, ladies and gents. Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
All right, everybody, we're back. Amy's got a hot topic. She's going to share it with us. We have been waiting with bated breath. What is it?
So Amy, this is not it. But also, did anyone notice how does Lorelai always get such amazing parking at Chilton? Like, I don't buy it. Why is that Jeep always literally parked right in front of?
Because it's not a parking space, and she's parking there illegally.
Oh, she's just making it a
space. Yes. Because she's Lorelai and she's
going
to park anywhere she wants. See what I mean? That's her personality. I'm going to park anywhere I want. I hope I find a guy that lets me park anywhere I want.
My hot topic for you.
God,
I need y'all to discuss this. Emily, what do we make of her meltdown? Was it so, like, yes, it was totally over the top, but what do you make of it? Break it down. I need to know what everyone thinks.
Emily is on her track. She wants what she wants. She's disappointed. She's holding out hope for all these years, 15 years. She can't make adjustments. People that age just do not make those kinds of adjustments. A mother, maybe it doesn't even have anything to do with age. It's just, you know, her heart wants her daughter. Emily's definition of success is raising a daughter that ends up with a guy, Christopher, and they have Friday night dinners and they have children and they all go to the country club and they play golf and then they go to Switzerland in the winter for a week of skiing. And, you know, that they go down to Palm Beach for a week and they, you know what, they hobnob. So it's, if that, I mean, that is the good life. She wants the good life for her daughter because she wants the good life for herself, because she can't enjoy her life fully without her daughter involved. That's her daughter. Mm-hmm. She doesn't have it. I mean, Lorelai's an only child, right?
So, you know how you were talking about Rory wanting her parents together?
Absolutely.
I think more than Rory, right. Emily wants those two together.
Exactly.
And she is just holding on to every bit of hope that it can happen.
Yeah. Emily doesn't see that those two are not suited for one another, that it was truly, that it was truly a mistake. Again,
I apologize for saying, but she lost her mm-hmm. when she realized, what the F? Mm-hmm. He's got another girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And it's like her dream was like slipping away from her in front of her eyes, and she lost it.
Yeah,
like
I don't blame her. First, it was the lack of courtesy for not calling her and telling her about Rory not attending. It's just another example of Rory.
Yeah, I don't think Laura, she cared like, about that.
Yeah, she did. She cared that her daughter deceptively behind her back changed plans, didn't consult her, and didn't.
Christopher didn't have a girlfriend. She wouldn't have cared. She cared only once she realized.
She would have cared. She wouldn't have cared that much, but she would have cared.
She was pissed because she doesn't want Rory with this woman.
Yeah.
For two reasons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One, it's shattering her dream of Christopher and Lorelai being together. And two, she doesn't want this woman having anything to do with her granddaughter.
Look, Sherry's not stupid. She got warned. She knew what she was walking into. She knew she had to get, as Emily said, her claws into Rory fast, because Rory's the key to this, right? And she wanted to, and she executed. Sherry's just trying to survive because she wants that man. She wants Christopher. She really does. That might be a step up for her, right? In class. Never know. Right? You ever think of that?
You know, Christopher's cute.
I mean, Christopher comes from real money, doesn't he? That fact doesn't change because he's, you know, a little bit of a loser, right?
He's not a loser.
because Sherry came into his life.
Right.
And changed.
Excellent
and,
point.
Listen, the right woman really changes your perspective on things and can really, you know, can really, really make your life happen. You know, it's hugely important to have a healthy, happy relationship. And if you're,
how did Emily's meltdown land on you guys?
I think honestly, it may have been triggering for Emily because she thought of Lorelai and Mia. Maybe she was thinking Rory would go with Sherry, and like Lorelai would lose Rory. Like she maybe thought it was like history repeating itself of Lorelai maybe losing Rory to Sherry.
It's not a terrible like observation.
Yeah. And she did say the next thing you know, I'll never see Rory again.
Yeah.
I mean, the real key to this is seeing Rory. She wants to see her granddaughter.
I had two theories. So that you hit the nail on the head. She is finally close with Rory, and now she doesn't want another woman getting in the way, you know, like stealing that time, stealing that attention, hanging out with her. Like she wants that with Rory, and she feels threatened a little bit.
Listen, she's 100% justified in getting pissed at Lorelai for that. That is her time. She made a deal. I'm paying for your daughter's school. It's probably 50,000 bucks a year plus, right? So we're talking 75, because you know they're going to donate money to make sure Rory gets into Harvard.
You can be at 100 easily.
Yeah, you can be at 100 very easily, even back then. So, you know, that is her time. You're right, Danielle. That is her time that she paid for, that she deserves, that she earned. And how dare somebody just rip Rory away from her for some strange woman that's after Christy? I mean, it was just like,
The ticket. It's Emily would not have been mad if Rory had a school thing.
No.
Or was with Paris.
She wouldn't have liked it, but she wouldn't have melted down.
I think she wouldn't have cared. I think if there was a school dance, she would have been fine with it. She doesn't want Rory with this other woman. She doesn't want Christopher with this other woman. And she doesn't want Lorelai allowing this.
Like right. Lorelai, she doesn't want Lorelai to be so blind she doesn't even see what's going on.
Yeah. I mean, first of all, it was hilarious. The the slow build to the meltdown when she's like, I'd hold off on buying a place with this woman.
Right. They have lots of mold. You know, then those spores right. kill you very Whoa. Slowly.
Do you find it surprising how much Richard and Emily love Christopher?
No, not at all. I mean, it's in their minds, it's the best thing for Rory. And it's probably the only way to keep Lorelai on the straight and narrow, right? And Richard is waiting to help Christopher, waiting to get him into the family so that he can get him in the insurance business at a higher level than he would normally go in. Richard would have guaranteed Christopher be successful in that field and give Lorelai the, and they go to the country club together. They play golf together. He likes Christopher. He really likes him. So
yeah, calls him son. Calls him son.
Yes.
Yeah, he's their breed, mm-hmm. you know.
Yes, he is. Of the manor born. And wow.
What a good episode.
It really was. And you know, we haven't even got to the funny stuff. I mean, it was the most deliciously funny, smart stuff.
Bagel hockey.
Oh god.
Michelle running around the park for an hour.
Hitting the home run, running
the CD
around.
CD drop was epic.
The what? The what?
The CD drop.
Yeah, they borrowed it from a film, right? I mean, I love it when they do that and they take these iconic film scenes and they put them in the show. I mean, it really is an homage. It's not stealing.
And Kirk.
Oh, God. I mean, that was. But can we talk? So wait a minute. Can we talk about how flipping crazy Mrs. Kim is? She doubles down. I mean, after that impactful scene with her daughter, realizing, I mean, she didn't even have a moment of reflection thing. Maybe I need to pull back on this stuff a little bit. As she doubles down and punishes her and grounds her for how long? Pulled her out of school. And is playing records of Psalms. I mean, what is happening? That woman is out of her, off her gourd.
What was the first thing that came into your mind when Lane says, like, her mom mentioned she was contagious? All of a sudden, I was like, she has coronavirus.
Yeah. Well, that was 2002.
20 years ago.
Yeah.
But what about the debate topic?
You know, I'm worried about Lane. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen in the future, but I know nothing really bad can happen in the future. But, you know, these are the kinds of kids that sort of contemplate taking their own lives. Not to get heavy. But I mean, if you have a parent like that, who's that oppressive, I mean, my God, it really worries me. And I know nothing bad is going to happen, but that's the recipe right there for disaster.
I think that you are being very accurate about that, that like, because this is a comedy drama, right, and that's the comedy part, we can make light of it, but like in the real world,
that's a different movie an independent film. That relationship right there, that's a very heavy movie. That's a taxing, plumbing these emotional depths.
In this show, it's comedic relief, like, mm-hmm. is that how you say that? Comedic relief.
Yeah. Comic relief
But yeah, you're right, because I'm not making light of what you just said. Like, you're accurate. In a different circumstance, that would be a little bit, you know, she's literally trapped in her room. It's very strange.
Yeah, it's very strange. I mean, Mrs. Kim doubled down on the punishment instead of saying, oh, I screwed up and had a moment of real honesty with herself. Like, I did this to my daughter, and I screwed my daughter up, and I screwed myself up, and Henry Cho is gone. And so she
speaking of the debate topic, what a very serious debate.
Right.
Oh, my God.
We're debating assisted suicide. Like,
right. I don't know.
I would have been sweating like that kid.
That was a good line. When Paris said, and we're pro. And, you know, the kid that was melting down says, shocker.
That was good.
You know, I thought the quippy, funny lines were so beautifully set up in this episode, because the drama was so heightened in this episode. Everything was so taut that those yeah. jokes really, yeah. really resonated.
And I mean, when they're running around cleaning the house, throwing the clothes in.
Yes.
Like, do you have anything to serve them? You have to serve people things. We have the leftover Halloween candy. We don't want to waste that on them. And then it was out. Did you guys see that it was out? And
yeah.
they're eating like the lollies.
And apple juice.
And Sherry didn't want anything. Yeah. Sherry didn't want the candy.
Like, it even has like an okay date on it.
Okay, what else before we wrap this? What else?
Okay, here's my question.
Okay.
Should it have been Lorelai? So that's the title of the episode. It should have been Lorelai.
Yes, it should have been Lorelai, but then there wouldn't have been a show. It would have been a really boring major network sort of drama or something that was so light in the ass that nobody could watch it. That would have probably been a big hit. It would be, you know what I mean? What would it have been? It would have been called, I don't know. Would have been called the Gilmores or something like that, you know? Opening scene would be at the 18th hole. Oh, Richard, you know, I owe you another $100,000 on that one. Nice putt, pal, you know. How's Lorelai doing? She's fantastic. You know, it would have been that show, right? It would not have been a quirky mother-daughter dramedy. It would not have been as delightful and charming as this show. So no, it should not have been Lorelai. That's the point of Gilmore Girls.
I was just about to say that. Right. I vote it shouldn't have been Lorelai. Right. And the reason why I vote that way is I think they're great young love story. Like, I love that story. And I don't think I see them in their 40s. I think it was young love. They had a baby and they get each other and they get all their, you know, little things about them, and they know each other more than anyone else, like childhood friends do. Mm-hmm. But that's where it ends.
Yeah, that's where it ends. It's almost too familiar, right? It's too familiar. There's a big, big world out there full of real interesting people. And, you know, the show should have been called, should have been Christopher. And no, it should not have been. It's kind of an insult to Lorelai. Yeah, I think you say yes. I think you say yes to Lorelai, you know, 99.9% of the time, but you say no to Christopher about the same amount of times.
I think my take on it is it should have been Lorelai. My response is too soon to tell.
I don't think so. I think the jury's in.
Riley,
jury's
in. You have the final vote.
I agree with Danielle on this one.
No, 3-1 against the Sugar Shack. Sorry. Amy Sugar Shack opening in Pacoima.
Not to turn.
They can still be best friends. Best friends.
Yeah.
You know?
But things
best friends co-parenting. Just, you know, the relationship had its moment.
Amy leads with her heart. Don't fault her for that. She leads with her heart.
Look, yeah, I'm staying strong on it. To be continued. What's y'all's favorite lines?
Amy's mad. She's like, whatever, guys.
Favorite lines. Amy, what's your favorite line?
Bye, Leonard. I mean, I really actually,
yeah.
That yes. tickled me. But there were a lot of them. And, you know, just one of those weird lulls happens occasionally.
Right.
I was in there on that one, too.
Right. Right.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't speak geek.
Right.
About the outer limits.
Riley, favorite line.
I love when Lorelai was talking about her humor, and she goes, "Yeah, it comes and goes. You'll learn to see the signs."
Danielle.
I stand by. You have a very smooth dress.
Smooth dress. Yeah, Suki's line. God, I don't know. Favorite line. There were so many.
Yeah, there were
so many. I can't even, what was, you know, it's gotta be Michelle. I thought Michelle showed up and stole the episode. It's like,
get away from me, evil girl.
Get away from me, evil girl. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I also loved Paris at the door and she's all, can I come in? And Marie's like, yes.
And then Lorelai went to the bedroom to see what was going on. And Paris got
did you give her the milk?
Right.
I don't want to answer that.
This was by far the most layered, the most intricate, the funniest, the most dramatic, the highest level of drama, the highest level of comedy of any episode I've seen so far. I thought this was the ultimate episode. Are they actually going to top this? I mean, is this show this good?
Yes, it is.
Wow. I'm very impressed. I am very,
very,
very
impressed. I agree. This episode's so good.
Well, the next episode we're going to get into, number 15, is called Lost and Found. So everybody out there, best fans in the world, please watch that. And we will opine on it soon. Anyway, I want to thank Danielle Romo, Riley Pelusis, the newly crowned queen of podcasting pop culture. And Amy Sugarman, who is still putting the flames out around her in her own house. Are you okay?
I'm not 100%. Bye, guys.
All right, guys. Have a good one. And everybody stay safe out there. All the best. Don't forget, follow us on Instagram at IAmAllInPodcast and email us at Gilmore@iHeartRadio.com. Oh, you Gilmore fans, if you're looking for the best cup of coffee in the world, go to my website for my company, ScottyP.com, ScottyP.com, ScottyP.com. Grade one specialty coffee.
Ah, summer, the best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.